You're listening to Catch the Current. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione.
We are live in Boston for Seafood Expo North America, where we are taking the show floor by storm for an epic series we are calling Boston 2025 in 5.
That's right. We are covering as much ground as we can over the next few days, bringing you the best of the best that Sina has to offer.
So without any further ado, let's catch the current.
This is Amanda Buckle. You're listening to Catch the Current. It is day two of Seafood Expo North America, and I am here with Raz Halili, the president of Prestige Oysters. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for having me here today, Amanda.
Yeah, day two. Thanks for being here and surviving day one.
I mean. Right? Yeah. It's we're back in Boston and we're getting all the weather. From a beautiful day to the rain. So maybe tomorrow the snow's coming.
Oh, please do not say that because Tuesdays are notorious for the snow.
Yeah, we need to fly out tomorrow. Everybody does.
So, Raz, the premise that we're doing on the show floor for Sina is Boston 2025 in 5. But before I put 5 minutes on the clock, I'm going to give you a couple extra minutes here because I want to talk about the first time I met you, which was actually back in 2018. And I was part of the Future Leaders Program with the National Fisheries Institute. And Prestige opened up its doors and its vessels to the class of future leaders for an experience out on the water to see how you're harvesting oysters. And it was my first real experience with oysters, which is a shame because I live on the Jersey Shore. But it was mind-blowing for me, and I've been chasing that high with oysters ever since, so I just wanted to say thank you.
it truly was my pleasure. You know, I think the Future Leaders Program is an amazing organization as well as the NFI. I think they bring a lot of value to our industry, and for me to be able to have you guys, host you guys, take you out on the water, show you my family story, our history, our passion for what we do and the goal for the oysters, it really was a pleasure for me to do that, and I remember it very well. It was a nice hot day. It was beautiful out.
It was beautiful.
And I was also in the middle of renovations at the plant. So it was interesting at the same time. But, you know, I'd love to have everybody back to see what the facility looks like now.
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm going to take you up on that because that's what we're going to jump into. And I'm going to start the clock. And I want to talk about your growth because you're talking about your family business. You have 30 years ago.
Yeah. So my father, you know, his story is he first migrated over from Kosovo. And the late 70s, 76, 77, a couple years later, made his way down to Louisiana, started on an oyster boat, never been in fisheries, didn't know what an oyster was. He thought it was a bird at first. Like, no joke. Uh-huh. He was just like, oh, you can make $25 a day? I'm in. There's a lot of guys from the Balkans doing oystering. So, you know, he jumped into it. And hard work, perseverance, met my mother. By that time, he had a boat and they started working together. And by years and years of sacrifice, they formed Prestige Oysters. Mm-hmm. And around that time, I was still, you know, I was born up in the business. I grew up on the docks. We started out as a resource company. We started acquiring private fisheries in the Gulf, private leases, vessels, landing docks. And, you know, my earliest memories are, you know, unloading oyster boats, being out on the water. Mm-hmm. I was an oysterman myself, you know, through summer and college. And it's you know, a very gratifying job to do that. It's honorable work.
Yeah.
I truly enjoy it. And, you know, you fast forward today and look at the company. And like you said, there's, you know, we've had tremendous growth. We've started from small little fishing vessel to a resource. Now we're vertically integrated into food service and retail nationally.
Yeah.
And now we're moving into the value add business. So it's exciting times for us.
Exactly. Let's talk about that with the growth. So talk about your recent acquisition.
Yeah. So the Bayou Carlin Oyster Company acquisition was something that's so new. I mean, we're talking 2 weeks old and it's completely done. We've transitioning now the equipment and everything over into integrating into our systems.
Okay.
And, you know, my team's taking a deep dive into what it's going to take to really implement procedures and processes. But it's a great company who's a talented man. Mm-hmm. He formulated these value-added kits, grilled oyster kits. If you go into any restaurant on the Gulf Coast, even on the Eastern Shoreboard, charbroiled oysters, grilled oysters, baked oysters, you know, these garlic parmesan, these compound butters, you know, they're very much on trend. And it's something I've wanted to do for a long time is take our great resource, put it with something that's kitchen ready, chef ready, that you can take it to, you know, to retail. Someone can take home and cook and impress their friends, but also for a restaurant, for an operator to be able to, you know, break down their costs, know exactly how much that one oyster cooked ready is going to cost.
Yeah.
And have anyone in the kitchen be able to pop that in the oven and ready in a matter of minutes, I think brings a lot of value.
Of course. And I mean, right now with all the labor issues, that's got to be helping so many restaurants who want to be able to bring that in, but can't afford somebody who can shuck an oyster. But I know you can get some frozen that are already pre-shucked.
Absolutely. Which we do. We're a major producer of that product already. But, you know, for a, you know, true chef ready, that's every, the costs are all portioned out to where they can understand exactly when they buy that item every day, how much it's going to cost them to put that on a plate, you know, in today's world brings a lot of value.
So now it's already in retail.
Yeah, it's already in retail. It's, you know, along the Southeast and a number of retailers. So we're looking to expand that nationally into retail and food service.
And this is just the start of 2025. Is this going to be your focus moving forward, or do you have anything else lined up?
You know, we have a number of things lined up. We obviously, we just went through our recertification for MSC. The outcome is very great. So we're looking at recertification in June. With that, we're also doing a substantial amount of shell placement, rock placement. We have a $3 million order of substrate, which we're going to set out to replenish our private fishery in the Gulf Coast. So it's a large investment. And those investments, we do them yearly. And sometimes they range in the size. This is a very big one. And this is really going to propel us to make sure we have inventory for 2 to 3 to 5 years. Years down the road.
Wow. Okay.
For everything, for the growth of the companies, you know, going through right now.
So that's fantastic what you're doing. Are you doing anything to tell that story? I mean, besides talking to me, I guess you're helping to tell that story. But
oh, I'm talking to the most important person in the Ziva News. That you're going to tell everyone. This
exactly. I'm passing it on.
That's right. You know, we do like to, you know, tell the story as much as we can. And I think when you look at oysters, they're a keystone species right in our environment, and they do so much beyond just provide a good protein, but they create so much life on the bottom floor. So it's a compelling story to tell.
And that was our timer, but I'm going to put you on the spot here.
All right.
You know, you're harvesting the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. Are you for the change of the Gulf of America? Does it bother you? Does it matter? Do you think it better tells the story of the oysters?
You know, I don't take a position whether it bothers me or doesn't bother me. Proud to be an American, and I harvest in the America water. So if we want to call it the Gulf of America, then if, you know, great. If people want to call it Gulf of Mexico because that's historically what it's known at, great. Don't really have a position either way on what to call it.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't impact any packaging for you? Like, do you have
it doesn't impact any packaging because, you know, oysters are so tight on regulations. We're harvesting in those locations and everything are all set in place already. At the end of the day, I'm just extremely happy to be able to produce product that's produced here in America and being able to provide that to Americans.
Very cool. And I'm very excited to look for the new retail product. I hope they make it into Jersey.
Yeah, they're in the Southeast. You know, in a number of retailers from Rouse's to some smaller independents all through the Southeast. So we're looking to expand that and, you know, being able to have grilled oysters for everyone across the country.
That's something I can get behind. I think that's something everybody can get behind. All right, Roz, thank you very much. Enjoy
thank
the rest
so
of Boston.
Much. You as well.